Hi there, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial. Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. Today on our show, we have a special guest from Eric's wealth team. Marilyn Brown Ross will be here with Open Mortgages, and that'll be later on in our show. Well, as if possible market declines and economic downturns weren't enough to be concerned about, we've got to add financial scams to the list now, Eric. I guess financial fraud against retirees is on the rise. And in the last year alone, securities regulators in one third of the states reported increased caseloads and complaints. What's this that we're hearing about in an increase of scamming?
Yeah, it's true. These scams, of course, have been around forever. So you always have somebody who wants to make it a shortcut and get money faster, right? So that's what we have to watch out for is these really kind of bad guys that are lurking around, you know, almost every corner. And so, you know, you got to avoid being hooked and being caught by some of these people that are sometimes the brightest minds, you know, have been really taken in by. It's just some of these things sound very realistic. And, you know, I've had clients call me up and say, hey, this thing happened to me. And it's like, whoa, no, that's a scammer. Don't do that. And so sometimes they sound pretty good. Sometimes they look pretty good if you're talking about emails or websites. So yeah, what you want to do is really figure out some ways to protect yourself and really know what you're getting into before you make any changes.
Eric, do you think scams are more prevalent today than they used to be?
Not really. I mean, there's nothing really new. It's just, you know, they've been changing, right? So it used to be, you know, they'd have to do it by the mail or phone. Now, of course, they can do it by email or, you know, websites and other ways. So there's more places to do that, but really they haven't changed much. And, you know, I mean, one of the ways to help yourself is really to protect yourself by first just finding out who you're working with in terms of financial scams. So one way to do that is just go to some of their events and find out what that person's about and, you know, talk to their clients, talk to other people. You know, that's gonna be a lot more helpful for you. So, you know, that's one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial is we actually do a lot of educational events. And so pretty much every month, we're either doing a couple nights at the libraries that we're talking on mostly Social Security, and then we're going to be doing some tax ones coming up. And then also we've got these lunch and learns that we do here at our office. So, you know, there's a lot of great events. All you have to do is go to our webpage or just give us a call and we can give you the dates of the next upcoming ones. And so if you go to the website, it's wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com. Or you can give us a call at 408-297-9800. Again, it's 408-297-9800.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, president of Heckman Financial, where you do get straightforward advice on how to plan for a secure and comfortable retirement. Let me guide you to his website again. It is wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com. You can find out all about Eric and his team there. Do you think that fraudsters are common in this part of the country?
Well, I don't think there's any one spot that's probably more or less, but, you know, they're always going to be somebody doing something. So, you know, the thing you want to watch out for is, you know, especially as people get older, I don't know if we just get more trusting or we're just not really thinking about the fraud aspect and we think it's more realistic. But I had a client one time, he lives in Sunnyvale, and he somehow they led him to believe that he needed to pay for, like, it was like a back warrant or something that he hadn't paid. And then they were going to, like, send not collections, but they were going to sue him or something. And so he was actually going to meet somebody. I don't know if it was a park or something. It was kind of crazy. And then he finally decided to Sunnyvale's a little strange. They don't have police. They have public safety, as they call it. But he finally decided to ask them. Thankfully, they said, no, that's a scam. Don't do that. And so there's things that just people, you know, somehow they thought it sounded good. The guy was smooth talking enough. And then all of a sudden, you know, somebody's falling for something and they're giving money away or, you know, giving up some information. Or, you know, sometimes it's just people calling up and they're saying, hey, we've got, you know, a lot of your info and, you know, we're just trying to verify your social, verify other stuff. And of course, then they can go online, do all sorts of stuff with your info. So, yeah, you just got to watch out there and really, really be careful. And probably the biggest number one thing I always see a lot is really the people who say they're calling from the IRS. And luckily, I think the PR's gotten out there enough that The IRS never phone calls, calls you on the phone. They always send a letter. So, if you think the IRS is ever calling you, no. That's the easiest way to think about it, is just don't accept any calls from the IRS. And also, the county actually has a senior fraud division or in a financial fraud division that you can actually report some of these things. So if you do get some people calling you or harassing you or something like that, report them. The county may not be able to do much, but the more they see the number, more they see the name, it might make it easier to make a case against somebody later on. Now, the big elephant in the room, of course, is how did Madoff, make off with all his billions that he stole from people? And, so there's some ways that could have been caught. And, there's a lot of stuff on the regular side. If you ever saw that little mini series, there's some great information on there. But the biggest key that he did and the way he was able to defraud so many people was he made up his own statements. He had his own company named after him. And that made it very easy to say whatever you wanted to say. And so that's one of the issues, is the fact that, if you're dealing with anybody on a financial matter, you want them to make sure that, they have some sort of, if it's a Fidelity or TD or Schwab or somebody else that, or if it's an insurance company or whatever, some other institution that you're actually writing the checks to that is holding the money, that you can go verify that the funds are real, that is not part of that same firm. That's one of the big keys that you want to watch out for. And that's one way to really protect yourself.
Well, again, today we're talking about investment scams. Eric, who are the primary targets of these scams, would you say?
Well, it can be young and old alike, but I think it's a lot more on the senior side, just because of, like I said, as people get older, they get a little bit more trusting, or they're just not, their guard's not up as high. And, some of these people also are calling people at their landlines at home, and, they've got more time to answer the phone call. They think it's something real and it sounds really urgent or it sounds really scary. So they say, oh, okay. Then they start kind of giving them more information, and then it gets really ugly from there. So, that's why you have to watch out. And so one of the things that we actually have on our website is an advisor check. So we've got one page where how do you check out your advisor? So, you can check us out, but you can check out anybody else. So if you want to just go to there, we've got every single link that you can imagine that's either regulatory ones or just other ones that you should be looking for. And then that way you really know at least there's some stuff about that person online. There's some track record and there's a little bit of data. So that's one of the things that we do when we sit down. We create that blueprint to worry less wealth is, we're looking at not just who you are, but who we are. We'll tell you all that stuff about us and our background, and we'll take you through that income plan. We'll look at the investment plan of how to get that income. We'll look then at the tax ramifications, the healthcare, legacy issues. And all those are the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we want to do for you and your family. We want you to worry less about your money and worry more about having fun and enjoying retirement. So if that's something you'd like to do, there's no cost, no obligation for the first 10 callers today. All you have to do is pick up the phone and either call or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
When we come back, Eric will continue our discussion about who scammers' favorite targets are and why they're targeted. And this is information you'll want to know, so stick with us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
You're invited to an exclusive lunch and learn event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth. Discover critical financial information that we should all know for retirement. Learn strategies to maximize your retirement income, reduce financial risk, and find out how you can reach and enjoy financial confidence. Call now for you and a guest to enjoy a complimentary lunch on Thursday, May 17th at 12 noon in downtown San Jose. 408-297-9800. Reservations are required. Seating is limited, so call now. 408-297-9800. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Call or text 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We're an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
Welcome back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with the Retirement News Network. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial, and you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. Eric wrote a book. He's an author. He wrote the book, Worry Less Wealth, and he wrote it to open our eyes about all of the financial products that are available, and he talks about the different ways to get advice and helps us see any warning signs in our own financial planning before trouble begins. And honestly, Eric, that's what you do every single week on our show, is you sort of open our eyes to ways that we can improve our retirement and make it more successful. Today, we happen to be talking about ways to avoid an investment scam. Nobody wants to fall victim to something like that, especially when they're retiring. So, Eric, are there signs or maybe tip-offs that might arouse our suspicions of a scam?
Yeah, well, there's several phrases or marketing approaches that you got to watch out for. I mean, some of them may be just marketing gimmicks, but some also may be a leading alert to some sort of scam. So something that's like risk-free or guaranteed, those are one of the things that you got to watch out for, because, you know, risk-averse people, they want to have stuff that doesn't have any risk, and, you know, they want to have high returns, of course, right? So, you know, but these things have to be really scrutinized and really make sure. Anything that is guaranteed there's only three places to have something guaranteed. And so anytime you're hearing this, if they're not using one of these three items, then, you know, you got to watch out. So the very first one is if it's a bond. So if it's a, you know, U.S. Treasury bond, or, you know, maybe if it's an insured muni bond, but really U.S. Treasuries are guaranteed by the full faith and credit of the, you know, U.S. government, as they always say. Now, the second part is obviously banks and credit unions, or banks with FDIC, credit unions with NCUA. Now, they're only guaranteed up to a certain limit, and of course, who really guarantees them? Not the bank, but again, the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. So, you know, insert your joke there, I guess. But those are the two of the main places that money's guaranteed. Now, the third one that's not actually technically the government is insurance companies. So insurance companies can, if it's like a fixed annuity, or, you know, anytime you usually hear the word fixed, so fixed annuity, fixed index annuity, you know, if it's fixed life insurance or whole life or universal life, anything where it doesn't say variable, then that means those dollars are guaranteed. Now, they're guaranteed by the claims paying ability of that insurer. So obviously you have to make sure that the company is well rated, look at their stats and all that stuff. But those are the only places that you can actually have something that's really guaranteed. So if they're saying something's guaranteed, it's in real estate, or it's, you know, some stock thing or whatever, some other investment, you know, there's no way it's actually guaranteed. The word guarantee is a very strong regulatory type of word. So you want to, you know, sure that they're using it right. And if they are saying it's guaranteed, maybe a scam. Now, the next one would be low risk with, you know, high potential. So anything that says, oh, all you have to do is put in this little bit of money and you're going to have so much return, and, you know, it's going to be 10 or 12% or, you know, some crazy number, right? And so that's one of the things that you have to watch out for, too, is why is that? If it, you know, again, if it was such a great investment, why are they asking you for your money? Shouldn't they just put their own money in and they'll make so much? That there's got to be something weird about that if it's supposedly that great. And so, again, if it's also that great, it probably has really high risk, not low risk. So, again, anytime you see those high returns, why is it so high? What's going on here? And, you know, and what's going to be the catch? You know, how, you know, or is it maybe a scam? And then the last one's probably, of course, the It's a great marketing gimmick. It's a term called scarcity. So what they'll say is, you know, act now, or, you know, you must do this in the next 10 minutes, or, you know, for a limited time only. Any of these things, if you really talk about investing and putting, you know, putting money away for a long period of time, it's really rare that there is actually a true scarcity. Now, there are some investments, you know, a lot of the alternative investments that we use, like we've got one that's paying over 7% interest. It's a great investment for if you're a what they call an accredited investor. So as long as you have $1 million of investable assets. And this one is actually closing to new investment after August 31st at that higher rate. So, you know, there is times when certain products or certain investments do have really cutoff times. So it's not necessarily always a scam, but, you know, if they're saying, hey, you've got to buy this stock now, or you got to buy, you know, jump into this, you know, whatever now, why? You know, when, what's going to be the differences? So, you know, if you don't right then, or, you know, can somebody actually buy it 6 months later or not? So anytime somebody's trying to get you to act super fast, you know, then that's something to be really concerned. And, you know, and also I think anytime a financial advisor is asking you on the very first time you meet with them to move your money to, like, you know, put your money in here or buy this today, you know, to me, that's another, you know, not necessarily a scam, but it's something where they're trying to get you to do something quickly. And why so fast? I mean, why do you need to act right then and there? You know, a lot of times they're doing that because they're trying to get the emotion going. And so these are things that you really want to watch out for. And, you know, one of the things that, again, like I was saying, is one way to find out a little bit more is go attend some events. Go look at what that advisor is doing and learn about them. And we've got lots of events here at Heckman Financial. We're doing talks at libraries every month on Social Security. We're also having some ones on tax coming up. We have a program called Smart Couples Retire Rich. That's another great topic that we have going. And then we have some lunchtime programs too. So, you know, if you want to get all that data and all that information, all you have to do is go to wealthcreator.com. Again, wealthcreator.com, and go to the events tab. And you'll see the list of all of our upcoming events and the locations. Also, you can give us a call at 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800.
You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. When you give him a call, he will explain it all to you in a much easier to understand conversation and help you as you strategize your retirement. So make that first move. Give them a call for the discovery. Visit their website also. Check them out there, wealthcreator.com. You can find out when their workshops will be as well, wealthcreator.com. Today we're talking about ways to help avoid investment scams. Eric, what are some other approaches that might invite skepticism?
Well, there's a lot of these daytime, you know, if you're homesick or just have the day off and you're watching some daytime TV. Yeah, you see all these, you know, Tom Selleck pushing reverse mortgages, or, you know, whoever doing, you know, some product pitch. And, you know, hopefully those companies are okay. But usually what these companies are typically is they're ones that are some 800 number. You don't know if they're really the best deal out there. They've just paid a lot to get a lot of marketing, so they get their name out there. So it can be something that's good, but it's something that I would just watch for a little bit more and compare it, because usually if somebody has that much money to be spending on marketing, they're most likely not the best deal. So, you know, that's one of the things that you got to watch out for. And probably the biggest one out there I see is, you know, there's this group that goes around and they're really just like a multi-level marketing thing. And what they do is they try to get people to bring in their friends, their neighbors, right? So if one of your friends gets involved in this, he's going to say, hey, I'll show you this great investment or this great thing. And then as they're talking to you and they try to get you to invest some of your money in it, then they'll also say, hey, you should get licensed and you should try to do this too. And the scary part is it's a bunch of people who really basically don't know much because they just got licensed. They have very little education and time. They're more focused on sales than actual financial help. And so I've seen some really scary stuff from this group, this financial group that goes around the world. And they really, what they're trying to do is they're mostly into selling index life insurance. So I have one client, she showed me all her notes and she said, this is a really good friend of mine and I trust her, but it just didn't sound right. And so she shows me these notes and they are crazy. They are so out of whack. It blew me away. So what this person was saying is, here, you need more tax-free income. So take money from your Roth IRA. Okay, so Roth IRAs, by the way, are tax-free. Take that money out and buy life insurance with it. Now, yes, she is married, but her kids are grown. She doesn't need to leave a lot of money. There's not much of a need for life insurance for her situation, but okay. And then that money will grow and so forth, and you're going to have all this tax-free money. First of all, why are you funding it with a Roth? It's crazy. It's already tax-free. Now you're paying life insurance fees. Yeah, life insurance can be a great tool, but the way they're wanting her to fund it and the way they're wanting to do it, it was awful. Yeah, that's one of the ones I would really watch out for. Again, really what you got to start off with anytime you're working with a financial advisor, you want to have them create a written income plan, a projection of how that money is going to grow between now and retirement. We want to create that blueprint for you and your family. We want you to worry less about retirement and more about having fun and enjoying life. So if that's something you'd like to take advantage of, all you have to be is one of the callers today at 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
People who depend on investments for a portion of their retirement income won't want to miss what Eric has for us coming up next. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
You often hear retirement called the golden years, but is it? When it comes to your health, it's clear. You consult your doctor for advice. Why not consult a professional when it comes to your money? Just like your doctor, the advice you get from a financial advisor can have a direct impact on your quality of life. Are you paying too much in fees with your current financial professional? What can happen to your nest egg if there's a market correction? If you're unsure about the answer to these questions, it may be time for a second opinion. Eric Heckman is an independent advisor. He doesn't have a boss on Wall Street. Eric and his team at Heckman Financial specialize in designing retirement strategies that can allow you to spend more time enjoying life and less time being concerned about your finances. Eric Heckman and Heckman Financial can help make sure your golden years are just that, golden. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric. He is president of Heckman Financial for over 25 years now, where their strategies will help you in minimizing fees and lowering your tax costs. Today, we happen to be talking about investment scams and ways to avoid them. Nobody wants those in their retirement. Now, I wanted to ask you, Eric, we were talking about, you know, celebrity advertisements, a lot of those commercials about purchasing gold. So I wanted to know your opinion about that.
Yeah, gold's one of the best marketed fear tactics out there, right? So everybody always worries about, you know, the zombie apocalypse or whatever you want to call it. And all of a sudden, all the electricity goes away and there's no ATMs, no bank accounts or stock market stuff or whatever. And so gold's going to be the only way we're going to all survive and so forth. And the odds of that is pretty low. So a lot of people do fall prey to that. And the biggest problem I find with gold and silver or any of these commodities really is, you know, think about it. There's no return on them. You know, there's no dividends. There's no interest. You're not getting any benefit necessarily from. Now, if it's a gold necklace or gold jewelry, you know, silver earrings, those things, of course, yeah. So you're getting different benefits. So if you really want to invest in those types of metals, I think that's the best way. And by the way, guys, it's the one that's going to get you the most points with your spouse. So that's one way. But if you're just doing it straight as an investment, yeah, you see these things like, oh, you this way you can hold it and you can feel it. It's real. If you're investing in a stock in a company that's making, you know, billions of dollars a year that's been audited and proven, yeah, they're also real. So it's just because it's a piece of paper ownership doesn't mean that company's not real. So that's kind of a stupid argument in a lot of ways. And, you know, so that's one of the things you got to watch out for. Gold and silver, all these things, really the only time they spike in value is when people freak out. And so back in, of course, the 70s, when the, you know, inflation was going crazy in the 80s, you know, gold spiked. And it took 30 years for it to come back to get really any real great result. And why was that? Well, the financial crisis freaked people out. People thought banks were failing, so they started shooting, you know, jumping to gold. That's when you started seeing all those kiosks in the mall and mail us your gold, we'll buy it off you and so forth. And of course, what happened to most of those? They're all gone now. Where'd they go, right? So, you know, as gold went back down to normal, then there it goes. So the only way that any of these commodities are worth more is for people freaking out and putting a higher value. So yeah, it can be good in a fear time frame, but as a long-term investment, they're pretty bad. I mean, if you really look at a lot of these commodities, you could buy stocks in the S&P 500, and guess what you're going to get? You're going to get gold mining companies and silver mining companies and, you know, a lot of the same stuff, right? So there's better ways to invest in these currency, you know, these coins and stuff. And, you know, it's one of those things that you got to watch out for. And just like, you know, Bitcoin, I mean, Bitcoin, the funniest thing about that is, you know, there's a lot of people that say cryptocurrencies will be great. And, you know, I think there may be a place for them, but right now it's kind of like the wild, wild west of investing, and nobody knows what's exactly going on out there, and there's no regulatory oversight. You know, personally, I think it's kind of a bastion for a lot of money laundering, a lot of, you know, illegal activities because it can't be traced. And, you know, we saw how Bitcoin shot up, and I literally had a client send me an email one Monday in December, and by the time I replied to that email, Bitcoin had dropped by 10%, then the next day dropped by another 25%. So yeah, if he just bought it when he was thinking about it, when he sent that email to me, he would have lost a third of his money 2 days later. And, you know, it's still farther down now than it was even then. So, you know, is that a great investment? You know, you gotta watch out. Don't be the last one in. You know, it's kind of musical chairs, and I think the music just stopped. And if you're the last one holding the bag, it's not too pretty. That's one of the things you got to watch out for anytime you're talking about some of these things that are not typical investments. And, you know, you really got to watch out. What's the return? What's the dividends? You know, how do you actually make money off of this? So, you know, one of the things that we do is we offer a lot of financial advice through seminars and talks. It's a way for you to really find out more about us. And so we've got talks on Social Security at several local libraries coming up. We've got one on smart couples retire rich. We've got some lunch and learns that we have here at our office. And so if you want to get some more information and really get kind of really more knowledge about financial matters, all you have to do is, you know, go to our website and we'll give you the list of all the dates and details, or you can call our office. So if you want to call our office, it's 408-297-9800. You can also text the office and we'll send you a list of dates. So 408-297-9800. Or you can go online to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Again, thanks for joining us. I'm so happy to be here with Eric Heckman, founder of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. Eric is a well-known speaker and an author, and he's also a certified financial planner. His sole focus will be on you and helping you with your retirement strategy. Their website, again, wealthcreator.com. Eric, do you have any other marketing approaches that should put us on our guard?
Well, let's look at a few. So one of the ones is anytime you're talking about an investment that's offered at a seminar, if it's something where they want you to buy it right then, I mean, they start talking about it and they say, okay, here's how you do this. You know, here's how you put the money in, and, you know, here's applications. You know, anytime that you're talking about that, then you got to really watch out, because anybody trying to get you to react or do something that fast, there's a reason why they're trying to not let you have more time to think about it and do stuff. And, you know, if anybody's ever been to a timeshare presentation, you know that's how they get you, right? So, you know, and then the other one would be what they used to call penny stocks or micro stocks. These are stocks that are typically under $5 a share. You know, if anybody's ever seen The Wolf of Wall Street or some of these other movies, you know, they used to call this pump and dump, where somebody talks it up a lot of this stuff and says how great they are, and then all of a sudden the starts moving up. And, you know, if you've got a stock that's 50 cents and it moves to 75 cents, well, that's a 50% return, right? So you don't have to have somebody move much to make a lot. And so then those people dump their shares, and then all of a sudden the stock price goes back down and you're left holding the bag. You know, watch out for anybody trying to get you to buy those, or any email stuff or things like that. You know, and then anybody who's, you know, really not an actual licensed a financial advisor. And so how do you know that, right? So one of the things that you can do is go to FINRA, F-I-N-R-A. They've got a broker check. It's actually required. If anybody has FINRA licensed, they have to have that now on their website. It's a very easy click to find. And that way you can look up that person. If they're a registered investment advisor like myself, then you just go to SEC's investment advisor search and you'll be able to find their information. So, that's one of the things you want to really do is make sure that the person knows what they're doing and knows that they're trained and legally licensed to sell that or help you with those types of matters.
So how do annuities work? I want to get into that. And why are they becoming more popular for a portion of a person's retirement assets?
Yeah, well, annuities are another way to protect your money. And of course, then you're going to get an insurance contract delivered from the insurance company. So you know it's real, it's not a fake or a scam. And, these are ways to have your money guaranteed, have the money protected on the downside. If you're talking about fixed annuities, not the variable ones, those are the ones you really want to watch out for and avoid because the fees and costs are so high. But if you're talking about either fixed or fixed index, these are ways to have a lifetime income where you can buy your own pension, you can have your own money for the rest of your life, and also to protect yourself on the downside. And that's one of the big critical things right now. We've been in a super long up market, and we've seen volatility creep back in. And now's the time more than ever to protect some of that, lock in some of those gains. And so, again, it always starts first and foremost with figuring out first that income plan. How are you going to make money? How's that money going to come in? And where's it going to come from? And then from that income plan, you can see what's the investment tools that you need. Are annuities a good one? Are stocks and bonds, mutual funds a good one? What exactly should you be putting the money into? Then we'll look at, what's the tax ramifications of all these different decisions. Look at the healthcare issues and legacy issues, and that's the 5 points of the blueprint to worry less wealth. It's something we want you to worry less about your money and more about having fun and enjoying retirement. So if that's something you'd like to do, we can create that blueprint for you. Got to pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go to wealthcreator.com. Again, it's wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman, and I've got my monthly contributor here, Marilyn Brown Ross. Great to have you.
Great to be here.
She's our expert or guru or whatever we want to call you for everything about reverse mortgages. So I guess the first thing we always have to say is, what exactly is a reverse mortgage and what's going backward?
A reverse mortgage is exactly opposite of a traditional mortgage, which we call a forward mortgage. Your 30-year fixed, your adjustables, where you make a payment. A lot of it goes to interest, some of it goes to principal, and you have a declining balance. A reverse mortgage allows a senior to stay in their home without making a payment, but the interest accrues on that mortgage, so you're not making a payment, so you have an increasing balance, which means it's a negatively amortized loan.
Yeah, so your loan's not going down, it's going up, but you're not spending any money. You're not sending any money in, which means you got a lot more money in your pocket, right?
Right. I mean, you have a $1,500 or $1,600 a month payment to make, and now you don't have that to make anymore because it's paid off. My favorite part of a reverse mortgage, when you are in a regular mortgage, a traditional mortgage, and you miss your payments, 3, 4 months, whatever it takes, the bank is going to foreclose on you. With a reverse mortgage, there is no payment, so they can't foreclose only if you do not pay your property tax, your homeowner's insurance, and the house is in terrible disrepair.
Yeah, like holes in the roof or floors
right.
walls
but
falling over.
Other than that, nobody can foreclose on you, which I think is absolutely wonderful. So most of my clients say, I've been in this home for 40, 50 years, and this is where I want to remain the rest of my life, but I'm not making it. I'm trying to live on Social Security with maybe a little retirement, and that this payment is really getting hard to make.
Right. And so, you know, so what's some of the other rules or things, you know, age-wise, obviously there's restrictions there.
You have to be 62 or older. It has to be your primary residence. You can't do it on a vacation property or a second piece. You have to live there. It's all based upon the value of the property and the age of the borrower. A regular mortgage is loan to value. That's how the banks are. This is age to value. The older you are, the more money is available. The younger you are, the less money is available. So you just have to live in the home, keep it in decent repair, make those payments. And there's a mandatory counseling session you have to do before you can do a reverse mortgage. And it's all of this is a government loan. So it's all we follow government guidelines. So they want to make sure that you understand what you're doing, that you're not having somebody come out there and, you know, trying to scam you. So you do have to go through a counseling session and then you get a certificate. And then you still have an 8-day waiting period after you get your certificate. But this is, you know, you can cancel at any time. Application is not binding. When you sign final papers, it takes 4 to 6 weeks. When you sign the final papers, you still have a 3-day right of rescission. So you'd still have time to say, you know what, I changed my mind. So none of it is binding until that 3rd day after the final papers are signed.
Okay, yeah. So you got a long time to think about
exactly. it. Exactly. And you go through it with the counselor. Any questions you have that you might feel the loan officer is not answering correctly, that's why they have that counseling session.
So when we're talking about, you know, some of the other strategies when you're talking about reverse mortgages, I mean, a lot of times people don't really think about how, you know, the mortgage is really drawing down your other assets. I mean, I've got one client right now who, for some reason, people are just scared of him for some, you know, I guess it's the old school thing or something. But I mean, you know, he's spending down a lot of his assets and then going to do the reverse mortgage. It's like, if you get the reverse mortgage now, you won't spend all your assets down. You'll have some money in the bank. You'll have some investments. So, you know, why do you think people are so, you know, either anti it or just scared of it or think it's horrible or whatever?
Well, there's really the perception of a reverse mortgage is not good because dating back to the 80s when they came into inception, it was not a good program. The reverse mortgage, the lender would say, we have to go on your title. In order to do the reverse mortgage, the bank or the lender said, okay, we have to go on your title, which means you had a partner in your home.
Yeah,
so when you went to sell it, they got half of the money, which that's how it comes. Everybody today says, oh, no, don't do a reverse mortgage because the bank is going to own the property. Not true. That only lasted not even a year. But when people hear a negative thing, that's what remains in their head.
Stays forever.
That nobody goes on title with you. It stays in your name, whoever's on the deed. If you have a trust, it stays in the trust. You can put it in a trust. It goes to your heirs, much like a traditional mortgage. So you have a mortgage on your home. Let's say your mortgage is a $300,000 mortgage. If you passed and you left it to your heirs, the heirs would have to pay that mortgage off. I mean, the bank isn't going to continue to let them have the house without their mortgage being paid. And it's exactly the same with a reverse mortgage. Whatever it is you've used, plus the accrued interest is what they owe. So if you've used $300,000, and that includes the interest, or $400,000, whatever that figure is, the heirs can say, we want to keep this house and pay it off. They can get a mortgage to pay it off. If they're not 62, I've even had children 62 and older get a reverse mortgage to pay off their reverse mortgage because they wanted to keep the house. So they can pay that off, or they can say, we don't want the house. We're going to sell it. Put it on the market. You don't even have to call anybody. If you had a regular mortgage, you don't call the bank and say, we're going to sell our house. You just put it on the market. So they just put it on the market. It sells. The reverse gets paid out of, let's say the house is worth $1 million. There's a $400,000 reverse mortgage that's due. The reverse gets paid out of escrow, and they get the balance. So it goes to the heirs.
Yeah, and so when people are really looking at these, I mean, what are some of the other details they should look at for when they're getting a reverse mortgage? Is there any special items?
Are they going to stay in the house? That's my first question when I'm meeting a client. Do you want to stay here? And the first time in about 13 years that somebody said, oh, I might sell in a year. And I said, well, you need to really make up your mind. If you want to sell, then try to do something other than the reverse mortgage, because there's a lot entailed. We have to go through, get paperwork and everything. And if you're going to sell and you can do it, then move on. Try not to do it. But if you're going to be at, most of my clients say, oh, I'm going to die in this house. They're going to carry me out feet first. I've been here for 50 years. Right. And who, what senior wants to leave something they know? They're there and they know every inch of that. I had one lady that was going blind. She said, they want to put me somewhere that I've never been. And I know every inch of this house. I can get around even if I can't see. I know where I'm. So she did the reverse mortgage because that's where she wanted to be.
Yeah, no, that's great. So, when people are looking at the reverse mortgage, is there any other details they need to know about how to compare or what's the difference between one company to another company?
We all have to follow the guidelines. It's a government loan. So every company follows the guidelines. Some of them may have different margins, and it's based on a margin plus the LIBOR. So the London Interbank Offered Rate. So yeah, you can check around to see who has a better rate. But as far as the loan, it's all the same.
Okay. Tell me about your process. What do you do with people when they call you?
When they call me, I always get just minimal information. I just need names, addresses, birth dates. I do need because the loan is based on the age. But I don't need Social Security numbers, anything. I like to meet. I put an analysis together. And I go out to the home. I've flown to San Diego to meet with my clients. I'm here based in San Jose, California, but I cover all of California. And I always go face to face so they can see me and I can see them.
Well, so what's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Give me a call at 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010.
And, obviously we always have a link at wealthcreator.com on the radio page there. So that was great talking to you today, and we'll have you back next month.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
With that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
You're invited to an exclusive Lunch and Learn event with certified financial planner Eric Heckman, the host of Wealth Creator Radio and author of Worry Less Wealth. Discover critical financial information that we should all know for retirement. Learn strategies to maximize your retirement income, reduce financial risk, and find out how you can reach and enjoy financial confidence. Call now for you and a guest to enjoy a complimentary lunch on Thursday, May 17th at 12 noon in downtown San Jose. 408-297-9800. Reservations are required. Seating is limited, so call now. 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Create your blueprint to worry less wealth with Heckman Financial and Insurance Services. Call or text 408-297-9800. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. is a registered investment advisory firm. We're an independent financial services firm helping individuals create retirement strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Those in attendance may be presented with information on the purchase of insurance products. California Insurance License Number 0E89971.
We're back for the rest of our show. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with the Retirement News Network. I'm here today with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, celebrating over 25 years now. Now, I want to also mention that you can connect with Eric on Facebook or Twitter. Just go to the symbol at and the number one wealth creator. We've been talking about ways to help avoid investment scams, and we've gone through a lot. It's been really good. I do want to just focus on some retirement strategies that are so, so important. That would be that reliable guaranteed income. I mean, of course, we don't want to be scammed out of that guaranteed income. And so let's talk about, is there a one-size-fits-all to claiming Social Security benefits? And then how do you help ensure that people are getting the most from this guaranteed income opportunity for their unique circumstances, Eric?
Yeah, well, Social Security is, of course, one critical point in everybody's retirements because it is some pretty good money. It can be anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 a month for people, depending on what their work history was. So it's really critical that you pick the right time to start it. And the right time can mean a lot of different things. I mean, there's so many different ways to look at that, and especially if you're married, you know, who goes first, and you know, which one are you working? If you're working still and you retire, you take Social Security before your full retirement age, which for most people is either 66 or 67, then you might lose a lot of it or all of your Social Security because you made too much money. So there's a lot of things to be really super careful on. You really want to pay attention. Social Security will tell you the questions you know to ask, but if you don't know to ask them, they're not going to tell you the answers, so they're not going to give you a strategy. And so that's one of the biggest problems I find. And so that's why we actually do a lot of talks on Social Security. We've been doing them at several libraries the last several months, and we've got some more coming up that all we do is go really in-depth in this, because Social Security is one set of income, but you really want another set of income. And that's where, like when we were mentioning earlier in the show here, like annuities can be another great source to have some guaranteed income, to have some money that adds to that. So if you could add another $1,000 or $2,000 a month for the rest of your life on top of your Social Security, especially for one that is joint life, meaning where it doesn't go away at the death of one spouse, that is going to improve your financial plan by so much, and it's going to lower your stress by a ton, because now you've got a lot of set income, or what I like to call a floor of income, that's coming in every month, and it puts a lot less pressure on your other investments to perform. So the big one, of course, that we're talking about today was how to avoid being scammed. And so, again, a lot of things. Check whoever your financial advisor is. You know, if you need help on that, there's a great tab on our website that says how to go to every single site to check an advisor. You really, really want to do that. I mean, you don't want to just blindly go to somebody and think that they're okay just because somebody referred you or somebody else said they're good. You also want to make sure that, you know, they didn't get scammed before you got scammed, and it's not just a recurring issue. So check them out. You want to make sure that anytime you're working with a financial advisor, those checks go to a third party, either an insurance company, investment firm, or something else, and the statements come from them, not from that financial advisor. So again, if you want help and you want some real information, some real knowledge, there's no cost, no obligation, and we just sit down and have a quick visit, and we go over this Worry Less Wealth process, how to create that blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, written in just a few pages, so that way it's really clear and concise, and you can see what's going on. So if that's something you like to do and you want to worry less about your retirement, more about having fun and enjoying life, all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening. And as always, you can find us on iTunes for the podcast or on our website at wealthcreator.com.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.